The Heat is the latest female bonding movie from director Paul Feig, who also directed Bridesmaids and Freaks and Geeks. Feig has done an okay job with this movie, but it is lacking in many ways. The Heat is the female buddy bonding story of an overly uptight FBI agent and a crude, obscenity-laden police detective who must find a way to work together to solve a case involving drugs and a string of very violent murders. Neither can stand the other, and while the plot unfolds mostly in the background, the focus is on this alpha female odd couple pair trying to find neutral ground. The two finally find a common reason to bond when they score a big arrest and the DEA steps in. What ensues is the typical challenge to see which team can solve the case first. In other words, this is a profane guy buddy movie with females in the lead roles. If it weren't for the chemistry between Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy, this film would be a total dud. The best part of this movie, perhaps, is Sandra Bullock's performance as FBI agent Ashburn, a very rigid, by-the-book sort of person who is uncomfortable in her own skin. Her performance may have been the strongest, only because this is the typical Sandra Bullock role that she does so well. For Ashburn, life and job both have a set of rules that must be followed, and she has a hard time coping when they aren't. The only creature that seems to be at peace with her is a neighbor's cat. This persona is well-developed, and despite her rough, tough exterior, Ashburn is a sympathetic character. As one would expect, Bullock's character changes slowly as she is exposed to the new experience of having a single partner with whom she must share. Bullock moves from the total loner to a more vulnerable, trusting friend. On the other hand, Melissa McCarthy as Detective Mullins provides a performance that at best could be considered superficial. She portrays a sloppy, loud, obnoxious, don't-get-in-my-way type of person, but everything she does just seems forced, especially the profanity-laden threats. Her vocabulary full of F-bombs and other crude comments perhaps befit her character, but I could never get myself really believing that the words coming from her mouth were anything but words from a script. She doesn't really seem to mean any of it. As with Bullock's character, there is some change that occurs within Detective Mullins, and she does become a more sympathetic, if not believable, character. Screenwriter Katie Dippold has written a so-so screenplay. I do have to give her credit for having a fairly strong and consistent plotline that eventually finds a resolution. That said, while much of the plot is believable, Dippold, for some reason, felt it necessary to add totally off-the-wall events that could never happen. Comedies are certainly laced with this type of action, but the level of outlandishness at some points is so out of proportion with the rest of the film that it tends to negate the good parts. Although the plot may have a bit of class and even a hint of a twist, the dialogue is sorely lacking. What Dippold has resorted to is a string of trite jokes and gags reminiscent of other films that will make you laugh, but there was no substance, no depth, no creativity, nothing that makes you think a bit while you are laughing. For me, these qualities are the true hallmark of good, classy comedy. Perhaps if the screenplay had been stronger, the actors would have had an easier time with their roles. Despite my lack of lavish praise for any aspect of this movie, I can't honestly say I didn't enjoy it. I did laugh, and I did enjoy the story, but I left the theater with nothing. As I heard another member of the audience say, this was a Wonder Bread type of movie. It's there, so you eat it, but it is so light and fluffy it isn't very satisfying. The Heat is rated R for pervasive language, strong crude content, and some violence, and is 117 minutes in length. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center and the Holiday Village Cinemark, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.